Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
On this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History, we're going to be talking about a very important Reformation document. It's known as the Edwardian Homilies, and it's from 1547. The Edwardian Homilies is actually a collection of sermons. That's what a homily means, and so these are 12 sermons. They were written mostly by Thomas Cranmer. They were shown to some others, and he did have some help, but by and large, Thomas Cranmer wrote these. And we call them the Edwardian homilies because Edward VI, this is Henry's one son, Henry VIII's one son, was king at the time. And so we don't call them the Cranmer homilies, even though Thomas Cranmer wrote them. As you might know or might remember, Thomas Cranmer, of course, was a significant figure in the English Reformation that started under Henry. But he was always sort of kept in check, as it were, by Henry. And by the time that Edward VI comes to the throne, the Reformation that had started under Henry was able to make vast headway and move along very significantly, and these homilies were a crucial piece of this. What Cranmer was trying to do in these homilies was, he was trying to accomplish a couple of things. First, he recognized that many of the priests in the churches throughout England were never trained how to preach. The service was the Mass, and so they would know the liturgy of the Mass, and occasionally during Lent or during Advent, there would be a short homily, but they weren't trained how to preach. They weren't used to preaching sermons. And so these homilies could actually be read from the pulpit so that people would be given a sermon. And also, as the various priests throughout England would read these homilies, they would learn by the model of the homilies how to write a sermon, how to construct a sermon, and how to preach a sermon. So the Edwardian homilies accomplishes that. But the Edwardian homilies also are a great way of getting at the essence of the theology of the Reformation. In these 12 sermons, Thomas Cranmer lays out for us a wonderful statement of the Reformation doctrine of sola scriptura, of the idea of Scripture alone as the Church's authority. In fact, the very first sermon is entitled A Fruitful Exhortation to the Reading and Knowledge of Holy Scripture, and this is how this sermon begins. Unto a Christian man, there can be nothing either more necessary or profitable than the knowledge of Holy Scripture. For as much as in it is contained God's true word, setting forth his glory, and also man's duty. And there is no truth nor doctrine necessary for our justification and everlasting salvation, but that is, or may be drawn, out of that fountain and well of truth. Scripture is our fountain and well of truth. It is God's word to us. It stands over us. And the homilies remind us that right off the bat. So there are a number of sermons in here on the doctrine of Scripture. And then the sermons also turn to the doctrine of justification. This is the other crucial doctrine of the Reformation. And along sermon 5 or 6 or so, the Edwardian homilies say this: Our justification does come freely by the mere mercy of God, and of so great and free mercy that, whereas all the world was not able of themselves to pay any part towards their ransom, it pleased our Heavenly Father of His infinite mercy, without any our desert or deserving, to prepare for us the most precious jewels of Christ's body and blood, whereby our ransom might be fully paid, the law fulfilled, and his justice fully satisfied. Christ alone is our righteousness. His sacrificial death on the cross, as theologians call it, the passive and active obedience of Christ, that alone makes us righteous before God. And so the sermons declare the doctrine of justification. The sermons also talk about living the Christian life. In fact, the very last sermon, the 12th sermon, is on the Christian life. And these homilies remind us that though we are justified by faith, that the life of faith is a life of good works and obedience to the law of God and an obedience to his Scripture. So, this great text from the Reformation, the Edwardian homilies. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.